Hello, fellow gamers, and welcome back to another episode of the Multiplayer Gaming Podcast. On Thursdays like today, we break down recent gaming news that we found the most interesting. Please make sure to rate our podcast 5 stars and leave a written review if you've not already done so. You can also follow us on socials everywhere at Multiplayer Pod, and you can sign up on Patreon to get 2 bonus episodes every month at MultiplayerSquad.com. I am your host, Paul, and joining me, he's packed his blood sausages and turnip stew, ready to hit the seas in search of the Mistlands. It's Josh.
Oh, the old blood sausage. You know, I know that things like blood sausage and blood pudding exist.
Yeah.
But I'm not eating anything that has the blood prefix before it.
Yeah, you're not a vampire, so it's not going to sound quite as good. All right, and then joining me and Josh, he's recruiting a few more of his bros to help bring freedom and American culture to the world, whether they want it or not. It's Michael.
I will spread my democracy to all of you. Also, Broforce might be the game that I am the absolute best at of all the games I play. Said nobody.
What about GoldenEye? Michael? I've heard some bold claims from you.
I am even better at Broforce than GoldenEye.
I really want to challenge Michael to GoldenEye to I know he says this is the best I ever was, but like, I want to see what that actually means.
It's really good.
Like, I would love nothing more than to just get in there and wreck Michael over and over again in GoldenEye, and then him be like, well, it used to be good.
You won't even
see me. Maybe I wasn't as good as I thought.
No, I was that good, but it has been like 20 years, but I'm still that good. You'll never see me.
I think it'd be way funnier if we just played and Michael went like 85-0 and just wrecked us.
It would actually.
It would be so funny.
I don't know how I'd handle that.
Like just decimated you guys. Yeah.
It would be rough. All right. So let's get into this week's news. First up, we have, I was going to say a fake news story, although that's probably a little strong, probably a little bit of a misunderstanding about the Callisto protocol.
Are you going to tweet that it's fake news?
I will not. Sad. All right. So, Josh, do you just want to tell the people, like, what happened this week with the Callisto protocol?
So, there was a lot of hubbub on the internet, as the internet likes to do. Callisto protocol releases, this comes out Thursday. So, releases tomorrow. Woohoo!
Oh,
and I know we are all very hyped for it. We've been talking about it a lot on this show. We're all excited for it. And everything that we've seen has gotten us more hyped. So everything has looked just like roses the whole way, except for this last week where somebody said, hey, Callisto Protocol is going to have a season pass, which is weird for a single player game because it's not a multiplayer game. And they're going to lock 13 death animations into the season pass. So basically what they're doing is they are taking what should be a full game. They are cutting content out of it to then sell you later on so that you'll buy their season pass. And people got really up in arms about this, rightfully so. I mean, if you're withholding stuff that you've already put in there and you're charging $60 for your game, there's no way in heck that you should be trying to weasel more money out of me at this point. I'm going to give you $60. You give me the game. That's the agreement. And so the internet got really up in arms about this, and it was not good. And then Glenn Schofield came out on Twitter and said, no, that's actually not the way that this is going down. Yes, we are going to have a season pass, but we are not withholding anything. These 13 death animations that people are talking about have not even really been started yet. This is just content that we're going to put into the season pass. And then people kind of went, well, I don't know if I really believe you, because how did you come up with the number 13? You guys must already be working on these. And it kind of died down a little bit because he kind of came out and said, hey, that's not true. But call me a little skeptical, man.
Right.
You know, call me a little skeptical, because if you're putting a season pass in your single player $60 game, I got some issues with that.
Yeah. When they first came out with, you know, the first announcement saying that we were going to basically, quote unquote, withhold stuff, they didn't say it directly. Of course, the socials do what the social media does. and it went nuts. And then we tried to quell it by saying, no, it's not happening. And the social still went nuts. And then we calmed down a little bit. And then Michael kind of went nuts because I'm kind of in Camp Josh right now where I don't believe it.
So first of all, I don't think it's weird at all to have a season pass because they've already said they're going to support this game for 4 years. So if you just want to pre-buy all the DLC, you get it at a cheaper rate. I get it. I never buy season passes. I almost never buy DLC ever in general. But if you're going to get 4 years of content and you want to pre-pay for it all, then that's fine. That's great. Who cares? But in this case, I do think it was poorly worded for how you buy the season pass. Basically, the way that it worked is that it was listed on Steam saying, hey, you're going to get new story, you're going to get a new area, you're going to get a new mode, and you're going to get 13 new animations. And so people just kind of assumed, well, then if you unlock that, you're also going to get these animations in the base game, right? And then that means it's being withheld. In reality, I think they're just trying to give you a list of everything you're going to get with the first DLC that's released. So I, whether or not they've already started those animations, maybe they've storyboarded it or done some hand-drawn stuff. They claim they haven't started programming it yet. Ultimately, I don't think it matters. It's going to be extra content that they're working on. You can pay for it separately in the new year if you want. No one's forced to buy the season pass at this point. To me, it kind of feels like a non-story. Like, I don't really get the big
be angry with us, Paul. Join the angry guys. Yeah. Come on, Paul. I'll tell you why it makes me angry. Because this is a trend, man. Like, if you want to charge me $30 for your game and then charge me $10 for a season pass where I get a little bit more content, fine. That's up to you. Like, and it's up to me at that point. At least I get a game that I can play for an appropriate amount, understanding that you're going to try to dip into my wallet repeatedly for more money for this game that I'm playing. You are charging me a premium rate. It is $60 for the Callisto Protocol. And on top of that, you are trying to charge me for additional content at that point. Now I get, hey, you know, we're going to develop this for you and it's going to be extra. But at the same time, like, do either of you fine smart gentlemen believe for a second that Callisto Protocol is going to provide content for 4 years?
Okay, so here's where I am at with that. I think you're right in a certain case, and Paul's right. Right. First of all, I'm fine with season passes. If you look
Michael,
at my
you
face,
are so Switzerland, man.
Yeah,
and I mean that in a good way to our Switzerland fellows, but
yeah, right. But like, if you look at my face on the internet, you see a face of a person that buys season passes, and I do it a lot because I love extra content. So the fact that they have extra content, I would rather have a season pass and buy DLC than not have an option to buy DLC at all. But what gets me here, where skeptic Michael is like, hold on a minute, something doesn't add up, right? Is the fact that they have so they haven't really developed this extra content, right? Maybe they've storyboarded it. Maybe Paul's right. Well, that's odd though that they want to set such a specific number of 13, exactly 13 kill animations that aren't included in the base game, but they are included in this extra content that we haven't even thought about yet. Well, how do you know there's 13? Where'd you pull that number from?
Right.
Hey, maybe they'll beat the 13. Maybe they'll actually release 17. You know, maybe it's like, we know we're going to release at least this many. Maybe that's what it comes down to. In any case, I don't think this changes any of our thoughts on whether or not we're going to buy the game. Whether or not you are missing 13 animations or not, ultimately, I don't think even really matters all that much. I know that the death animations are a large part of all of their marketing. But all the base gameplay is still going to be there. The game itself looks incredibly fun. I know I'll buy the base game. I doubt I will ever buy the season pass or any DLC. But are we all still going to pick up the base game?
Oh, of course.
Yes.
It's funny because this came along with the revelation or the realization that Callisto Protocol has Denuvo, which is an anti-piracy software that has very bad issues with PC games in particular. There's been many games recently that have actually removed Denuvo because of how much of an impact it had on performance in the game. And so we had this whole hubbub about, hey, they're withholding game stuff from us and trying to make us buy the season pass. And it came out that Denuvo is their anti-piracy that they're using, which means there's probably going to be stuttering issues and stuff like that on PC. So it's just kind of a bad week leading up to like the release of Callisto Protocol. All that said, guess who's super excited for Callisto Protocol to come out tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah. I can't even wait the next day. It feels like it's a week away, I'll tell you that, though.
Yeah, I feel like it's a little bit much ado about nothing, but we'll have to wait and see. The review embargo will be lifted the day of release. So if you're listening to this on Thursday, just check out the reviews tomorrow. They'll tell you if there's any performance issues running it with Denuvo. We'll just have to wait and see. But let's go ahead and move on to our next story of the week. Believe it or not, we actually have news regarding the game Broforce, which we did do a previous deep dive on. The game actually released 8 years ago, back in 2014, and they are now releasing an update next year that is called Broforce Forever. They have said they are going to be adding new bros, new missions, and new freedoms. Whatever that means, I don't even know.
Everybody can use some new freedoms, Paul. What's the matter with you?
So how do you guys feel about this, that we're actually going to get an update to Broforce, which is pretty old at this point?
I'm all about it. I've been playing. I got a buddy who's been coming over, and he's got a Steam Deck. And he comes over like once every 2 weeks just to hang out with me, brings his Steam Deck with him, and we were playing that Castle Crashers together. We're thinking about rolling into Broforce because it's a great game just to play as like a fun sit-down, just smash buttons. I loved Broforce. It's cheap. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed playing it with you guys. Give me an update for it. I want to play it. I want to play more Broforce. Broforce, 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 Broforce.
I will say, I thought Broforce is a fun game.
Correct.
And it's one of those games that once we played it, I went, that was fun. I'll probably never play that again. But my memories of Broforce are becoming like fonder and fonder at like the longer I go without playing it. So when I saw this, I went, dude, I take more Broforce.
Yeah.
Like, give me John Wick in there. Give me some other people, know, like there's some newer heroes that they could put in there. And I would not mind a couple days of diving back in. You know, if you're just going to charge me like $2 or $3 for this expansion, it's not even like it's just an expansion. It's not like a sequel or any of that stuff. It's just added content, I guess. But I'm kind of here for it, man.
Which is crazy because they haven't touched this game in years. And then it's like, yeah, why not? Let's do it. You know, maybe they made a deal with Disney or something, unlikely, and they can put Darth Vader in this game. Who knows?
Oh, that would be funny.
Be
yeah. And there's already a pretty ample Steam shop or a Steam Workshop of options available for Broforce. So you can already get a ton of content, but obviously it's always great to get official content from the devs. I was going to ask you guys if there were any major action characters that you wanted added, because I could really only think of two. I did think of John Wick as well, and like maybe Furiosa from Mad Max.
Oh, she'd be great.
That's like a good one. Furiosa.
Furiosa.
She's not a bro, Paul.
That's gonna be her name though for sure.
Yeah, so like other than that, you know, action movies aren't quite as popular or as big as they used to be unless it's like Marvel, Disney, Star Wars related. So yeah, any other action figure or any action stars you'd want added?
John Wick, Jason Statham, Liam Neeson. You know, I have a particular set of
Liam
skills.
Neeson from Taken.
Like, yeah, they could do Jason Bourne.
Oh yeah, they could do they could actually do a whole entire Broforce game of just the different Liam Neeson characters. I think a few though. I didn't see Ethan Hunt in it, right? So Mission Impossible. He's not in it, right?
No.
Maybe Maximus Decimus Meridius. Oh. Maybe you throw Katniss Everdeen in there for the non-bros.
That would make sense. Yeah. Maybe some Hunger Games.
Yeah,
I could see that. Well, yeah, the one thing I didn't notice, and maybe I just missed it in my very fast research on this, is this a free update, I'm assuming?
I don't think so. They didn't say. I think it's, I get the impression that it's going to be paid, but I mean, let's be honest, it's
$3
dirt cheap too. Yeah.
That's the other thing is I was going to say, I can't imagine that there's going to be a lot of people buying Broforce because of this update, but if it were $1 or $2, then that would make more sense to me to recoup their cost. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Right now, there's really no details on this at all. It's just a 33-second teaser trailer on YouTube, and that's all that we know so far.
I think this is one of those things where what they're going to do is they'll put it out as you can only get it as, quote-unquote, the complete edition or something, and the complete edition is $10, and the base game is, like, $3. You know what I mean? Where the base game is, like Kohl's prices, where, like, oh, it's actually $7, but we've got it permanently at 50% off.
Yeah, you might be right, Michael. All right, well, we're at that halfway point, so we're going to take a short break, and we will be right back with more Multiplayer Gaming Podcast. Okay, moving on to our next news story of the week. Valheim has released the Mistlands content through their test branch. We do not yet know when this is going to officially release with Valheim. Valheim is now almost 2 years old, which is kind of hard to believe. It'll be 2 years old in February. And Josh, I think it's safe to say this is the real content that we've been holding out and waiting for. We did a deep dive of Valheim. You could go to the Mistlands, but that biome was completely empty. All you could see were some creepy trees and some spider webs. And we kept saying once they release the Mistlands content, we'll get back into Valheim. And we could do it now if we wanted, Josh. We have not jumped in and done the test build for Mistlands, but it will be out soon. Do you think it's almost time for us to get back into Valheim?
Do we still have our server?
We sure do, Josh.
Do
I've
we
never
really?
Deleted it. Oh, yeah, I still have it all.
Paul, I've been meaning to ask you, man. I have a couple Steam friends. Do you guys have Steam friends? You don't know who they are? Because I do.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple people. I see a name pop up and it's like so-and-so is playing Valheim or so-and-so is playing this. And I'm like, who is that guy?
Right.
But I see a couple various Steam people pop into Valheim. And then I went, man, I'd really like to play Valheim again. But I don't think I could start from the very beginning again because, man, what an adventure that was. I didn't know if we still had our server. If we do, I am all for it. Number one, Michael needs to experience Valheim.
Hey, can I come play?
Yeah, exactly. But I loved it, man. Valheim was one of the best surprises to happen in the last few years, in my opinion. Now, they've been very, very slow with updates. I think the game went crazy. They hit the jackpot. I think they were all just swimming in their piles of money that they had. They've done a couple small updates. They've tweaked food and stuff like that. But I mean, nothing that's really been, you know, whatever. But Mistlands is like the big expansion that we've all been waiting for. It is a new biome. It is a new new recipes. There's a new boss. There's new monsters. There's even a little spoilery here, but there's even magic now that you can get. I saw some info on that. So this seems like the big thing that should get us back into Valheim.
So, yeah, they are adding not just the things that you mentioned there, Josh. They also overhauled the fishing system, which you probably never really did any fishing earlier.
Had fishing?
Yeah, as one of our village primary fishers, I am curious to see the new system.
I knew that when it came down to if you guys played with a group of friends, Paul was definitely the fisher for sure.
I was the chef, absolutely.
Did you have a legendary fishing pole? Dude,
they only had one fishing pole in Valheim, I believe.
Every game is a legendary fishing pole, so just saying. All right, back to your Valheim talk. I just wanted to chime in for a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to have to bring Michael into this. I forgot a little bit exactly how big Valheim was. They actually sold more than 10 million copies.
It's crazy.
That's a lot.
So to put that in perspective, that is double the number of copies that Ragnarok has sold. Like, Valheim was everywhere, and everyone was playing it there for a couple months. At some point, we will have to get back into it. If you want to, you can watch a short video where they do highlight some of the new content, including some of that magic. You do see that they've added some new weapons, so it looks like some kind of staff that can, like, shoot out fireballs, which I think looks really neat. So, yeah, the discovery and the wonders of Valheim were kind of unlike anything else we've played in the last few years. So the fact that we'll be able to dip back into that and get it a little bit where you kill a mob, it drops some kind of material and you grab it and all of a sudden it says new recipes and you get to see all these new things you get to build.
Satisfying, dude. I don't know why more games don't do that. Satisfactory did that too. And maybe we're just like, we like surprises. Because Satisfactory does that. You find something and it's like, ooh, new recipe, and then you can build all this stuff. And Valheim was the exact same way. And it was like, guys, I got an ancient log. I don't know what that does. And then eight different recipes would pop up on your screen. And you're just like, oh, like, let's go to base. Let's go see what all this is. You know, it's just such a good mechanic.
Yeah, it was so fun to like kill your first death Skeeto. And then it pops up that you can build a new type of arrow that does more damage. And, you know, things like that.
Dude. Screw those death Skeetos.
I did just look, though. I wanted to check my Steam library to see if I had already owned Valheim. And I got a notification when I put in the search bar. Steam said, this is one of four games you do not own on the entire Steam library. And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to have to buy that one.
Very nice. Yeah, I believe Valheim is still $20, and it's like the best $20 you can spend in gaming. Yeah.
All right, now I said we can't start all over, but... it's been so long. Like, if we were to hop back in, would we start all over?
Let's do it.
I would actually want to start over. I would want to re-experience it.
Now that I say that, if we were playing with Michael, we could easily recruit a few more people into our server, too.
Yes. And we already have castle builders. We just need to get Jared back. He'll build it all for us.
Man. Oh, I love building, too, so that's good. I like to look at buildings.
Yeah. Of course, we say that now, Josh, and then once we're actually farming copper nodes... It might change our tune.
It's not the copper, Paul. The part that my brain wants to blank out is the swamp, looking for iron. Going into the crypts and trying to find iron while sloshing through the water.
The iron was rough.
Valheim, listen, if you haven't picked this up from what we're putting down yet, Valheim is a phenomenal game. It is not a phenomenal game if you're playing solo, but with friends, it is hard to beat the enjoyment that you can get out of Valheim. And... we talk about it finally. I would be all for going back to Valheim.
Yeah, even just the fact that you can play with as many people as you want, especially if you have your own dedicated server. No one else is going to mess with it. You can just run it on one of your PCs, and you can have an absolute blast. All right, and then the last thing that we're going to talk about here today, you know, we have not talked about Netflix very much on this podcast, but moving forward, we might start talking about them more and more because it does seem like they are starting to dive more into the gaming world. 2022 has been a tough year for Netflix. Their stock started out the year at $664. It's now less than half of that, sitting under $300. And it seems like what they're trying to do to make more revenue and make them stand out to be different from Hulu, Paramount Plus, Peacock, all these different streaming services is by pushing into gaming. And so they already bought the rights to give immortality to all Netflix users for free, which
if I'm a Netflix user, I get to live forever?
Absolutely. Awesome. No, you get to play the game Immortality, which, by the way, did get nominated for 3 game awards. So looking at what Netflix is looking to do, they have published a list of jobs that they're looking to hire for, which includes a project director, lead engineer, and live service analyst. So it really looks like Netflix is trying to create a AAA live service shooter, I would guess, based on that description.
Shooter seems to be what people are thinking that they're going to go for. Netflix, I know you're listening. Gaming is not for you. I get that you want a piece of that pie, but this has gone south for so many companies. Google tried to get into gaming. And I'm pretty sure that Google has more money than Netflix. And Google went, nope, we don't think so. Amazon tried to get into gaming. They made a couple games. None of them have done very well. You know what I mean? Like, stay in your lane, Netflix. Just keep giving streaming content. But I don't understand this, like, this desire to get into gaming from companies that are not gaming companies. And I get it. Hey, it's another revenue source. We have the financial means to try to do all this. I just don't know how a Netflix game would work. Is it like Stadia, where I just go into Netflix and I say, hey, I want to play this game, and then I have a Bluetooth controller that it just like streams over? I guess I don't understand the thinking behind this from a company that does not make video games.
I don't know. Part of me thinks that, like, let's say they make a AAA title. Let's say it's something like where, you know, you can play this game if you don't have Netflix for $60. You can, or if you have Netflix, you get it for free. Is that really going to entice that many more people to go to Netflix? Netflix is just leaking money in subscribers right now, which, by the way, side note, makes me kind of sad. I hate seeing innovators that changed the world go away. Like Netflix, like changed the way that we watch shows and movies, even their disc thing with the mailing the discs out and stuff. So it makes me sad to see what's happened to the company. But this almost makes me more sad because it seems like a desperation move where they're just grasping at straws saying, what can we do? Can we just, oh, here, we'll reinvent ourselves. We're an everything entertainment company. We'll even have movie theaters someday. Like, what are you guys doing?
That's my point, is you're getting into something I don't think is going to pay off. Like, I'm not trying to sound like a naysayer here, but I just don't see gaming being Netflix's forte. I don't see gaming, even if they succeed, right? Like, let's say that Netflix has a library of 20 games that are exclusive to Netflix that you can hop on and play via stream because that's how it's going to work. Is that really going to save them? Is that going to bring in enough people that it's going to be like, oh, well, now I'm going with Netflix because I can play 20 different video games on there?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely seems like a desperation move. It's definitely a little bit of a Hail Mary. I think it's going to take a long time for them to really get anything off the ground because they're not video game experts. And they can hire video game people, but they still have to build all this from the ground up. I know they've already been doing it the last year or two, but unless they create something that's truly innovative that everyone wants to play, I just don't really see it working. It almost sounds to me like they're trying to emulate Fortnite. And if they just make a poor version of Fortnite, no one's going to play it.
Right.
Like, they clearly have the benefit of owning all these properties, like Stranger Things and whatnot. And if they wanted to have some kind of shooter where now you can run around as Mike from Stranger Things, or, I don't know, Orange is the New Black characters, then I guess fine. I don't know who's really going to want to do that. I don't really understand them making a shooter. Now, if Netflix came out and said, hey, we're going to start making games like The Quarry, now that kind of makes sense to me, because maybe they do Stranger Things game voice acted by all the voice actors in Stranger Things. And now you do a little choose your own adventure. That to me would make sense. Something that's interactive and it goes with their brand. So that's kind of what I thought they were going to do. And they've kind of gone this other route.
And they kind of did that with Bandersnatch, Black Mirror episode, where it was a choose your own adventure type, which ironically I found increasingly frustrating. I couldn't go back if I made a bad choice. You have to play it out. But it doesn't matter. You made a good point. This is so far out. By the time this ever happens, they're going to already have to have been forced to merge with Peacock or some other stuff because their stock prices will continue to plummet. Game over.
Yeah, it is kind of sad that Netflix pushed Blockbuster out of business, and now we're seeing all the big media companies kind of now pushing out Netflix. Kind of wild. So any other thoughts or anything else to talk about, guys? I know this week was kind of weak for news. There was only so much to really talk
it
about.
It was all just Cyber Monday, Black Friday deals. It's pretty standard this time of year. I did see one article. We didn't even put it in the show doc, but it does, just as a good reminder, Epic Game Store is likely to give away a free game every day leading up till Christmas. I think they call it like the 12 games of Christmas or something like that. Starts December 10th-ish, somewhere around there, I believe. So just keep an eye on Epic Game Store. I'll be honest, I hardly ever use Epic Game Store for anything, but I sure love getting free games to add to my library that I'll never play. So it's a good reminder there as well for people to just remember to check in from time to time, or just Google what the game is and see if you want it. Free games are great.
Good call. And that's awesome. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, and then also on top of that, I probably should have mentioned this at the beginning of the show, but for the holiday season here, just to let you guys know about our upcoming schedule, we are going to have a bonus round episode coming up on Monday. Then the following Monday, we will have our deep dive on Evil West. And then after that, we are going to have a 2-week break so that way we can spend more time with our families, kind of get ready for the new year. And so we'll have 2 weeks off where we will just release some older episodes, give you guys a chance to listen to those again. And then, of course, we will hit the new year running per usual with our 2 episodes every week on Monday and Thursday, and also rolling out our quick takes on Saturdays.
Paul, we should release the best space games episode tournament because that one aged really well.
Oh boy, the Elite Dangerous episode, as I think we now remember it. Worst first pick ever in our drafts.
Yep.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I think that wraps everything up here for today. So just as a friendly reminder, come follow us on socials at Multiplayer Pod. Sign up for Patreon at MultiplayerSquad.com. And come join our Discord server. Totally free. It's family friendly. We have an awesome community. Follow that link in the episode description. And then we'll be back with our quick take on Saturday and then back for another bonus round on Monday. So I hope everyone out there is having a great holiday season. I hope that you find some great games on sale. And we'll see you guys again on Saturday. Until then, happy gaming.
Cheers, all.
All right. See everybody.